Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have another great half hour coming up for you today. We're going to be speaking to two individuals that have not only found their purpose in life, but are using their own experiences to help other people. We're going to start things off by speaking to author Sandy Ralya. She's here to talk to us not only about her own journey, but also the work she's being able to do as the founder of A Beautiful Womanhood, and also how she's helping other individuals to be of assistance to people all around the world thanks to the internet. At 45 minutes past the hour, we have author Peter Andrew Sackow will be joining us live. He'll be talking to us not only about the work that he has been able to do through his books, but also through his work in dealing with relationships as well. Of course, it's Valentine's Day, so I think you'll be able to find something of value with that conversation especially. And I think, too, both of our guests, one thing they have in common is the passion that they have for not only sharing, but also helping other people to know that they are not alone in what they are experiencing. It's a great thing, I think, as going on really with what our first two guests this afternoon were talking about, the importance of knowing that you have others involved that understand what you're going through and are there to be of assistance to you. This really goes in with our first guest. As I said, we have Sandy Ralya joining us live. She was an individual who was going through her own trouble, was able to find comfort. Now she's helping others through her story. Sandy, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you on with us, Sandy. I feel like I know you already, and I have to tell you why. When we first scheduled this interview, I spent some time watching your videos that you have on YouTube, just one of the ways that you've been able to speak to people. Before we really get into the work that Beautiful Womanhood does, what has it been like for you, Sandy, to take what was a difficult chapter for you, but to be able to take what you were able to learn from it and now help other people and see the results? What has that been like for you personally?
It's thrilling. It is thrilling to know that you were able to come through a very difficult situation and then use something like that for good in other people's lives. It's nothing less than a thrill.
Yeah. Your faith has been a big part of your journey, as it is with those who have been working with you through Beautiful Womanhood. You read a scripture in one of the videos, Sandy, and I made a note of it, and I shared it actually with my mother because I thought it was so powerful how it tied into you. And that was Titus 2:5.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about, of course, the organization that you've been able to put together and the work that it's able to do. You know, it could not have been an easy decision to talk about your own personal difficulties and feeling a purpose in your marriage. But talk to us about how by doing that, you've kind of opened up the door and helped other people to know that they're not alone in what they're going through.
Well, it's very important to me that other women have the same experience of mentoring that made such a change in my life and ultimately in the life of my marriage. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to bring women together to talk about, you know, the issues that they face in their marriage and allow them to be mentored by other women and using the Word of God as the home base, you know, the nucleus of the teaching. It's just had a powerful effect in women's lives. Women don't know what to do when they encounter struggles, and they just kind of grit it out and bear it, and quite often they just need someone else to come alongside them and guide them with proven principles that work in marriage, and they need to hear from other women that they're not the only ones that struggle with these difficulties.
And what I think, too, is so great, Sandy, about the work that you're doing through Beautiful Womanhood is that this is not competition. It is an opportunity for people to work together. Not so much what we see today, especially in a lot of things, many aspects of life and even the world, where there is this competition or this thought about if you're not doing a certain thing or you look a certain way, that you don't meet up to the standard. Your book was called The Beautiful Wife, and as you were going through this, I think that this shows where true beauty lies, and that being within and being exemplified in the things that we do. As you have been able to talk not only about the book, but your experiences and also those working with you with Beautiful Womanhood, what do you hope at the end of the day that people will be able to see about themselves, Sandy, when it comes to, you know, the issue of worth? We were just talking about this in the first half of the show, about realizing that we have value. And that we, no matter, maybe we look like somebody else, or maybe we don't have the circumstances of everyone else, but what do you hope they take away from their own individual circumstances?
That they are a masterpiece. In Ephesians 2:10, God clearly says that we are God's masterpiece. And so many of us claim to know that Jesus loves us. You know, we grew up singing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. We know it with our heads. But it is a long distance to get that knowledge from the head to the heart. And that's one of the things that I talk about in my book, understanding how valuable we are to God. And I give them practical ways to get that knowledge from their head to their heart. Because without that, women will compare themselves to others, and they'll always come up lacking. You know, if we're going to compare ourselves to the next woman, in our own minds, we're going to fail. We're different from everybody else, but yet God calls each of us his masterpiece.
Exactly, exactly. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Sandy Ralya. She's the author of the book, The Beautiful Wife, as well as the founder and director of Beautiful Womanhood. So for our listeners that are just finding out about Beautiful Womanhood, Sandy, and the website is beautifulwomanhood.com. Walk us through about what they'll find there and what a resource it is for individuals.
Okay, well, we target three different audiences. First, we equip mentors. We want to offer mentors practical tools that will help them to mentor other women in their marriages. And when I'm talking about marriage mentors, I am not talking about women that have a perfect marriage or that think they have the perfect marriage, because nobody does. If perfection was required, I would not be the director of this ministry. And so we want to equip marriage mentors to come alongside other women. So we have a lot of effective tools that mentors will find on our website. And then the next audience of women are the wives themselves. And you could be a wife of any age. And when you click on the wives section of our website, you can go directly to my blog where I offer a weekly encouragement for wives, teaching about practical steps that you can take to invite your husband to more romance or to get that knowledge of how incredibly valuable you are to God, or just a number of different subjects that I write on once a week. And then we also have quite a bit of information for churches and ministries that want to launch the Beautiful Womanhood Ministry in their church. And by Beautiful Womanhood Ministry, I mean small groups for wives. Wives are hungry to come together and to talk about marriage. And, you know, for the church to look outward and think, how can I help marriages in my community? How can I help marriages in my church? We come alongside churches and we help them. We have a proven, effective program. We offer them a free small group starter kit that they can download from the website and start these small groups, because that's the essence of Titus 2:3-5. Mm-hmm. It talks about a biblical plan for strengthening marriage, and it's all about women mentoring each other.
Right, right. And you know, I think what is so powerful about the work that you're doing, and this is the point that I'm hoping our listeners really take away from this, is that you had a need yourself Mm-hmm. And you knew what worked for you in feeling that need. And instead of just keeping that information to yourself, you then realized that there were other individuals, other women out there who would need this same need. And that is what has been really blessed and is prospering today. And I think that says a whole lot about what we all need to do in our lives when something has worked for us, the importance of sharing that. And it goes back to how I started this conversation with you, Sandy, about the Internet, because I think the Internet is so powerful in being able to bring individuals of like mind together and that have a certain need. Again, your website is beautifulwomanhood.com. The videos and you're sharing these tips, these are not just tips that women will appreciate. I think men will appreciate especially some of the tips that you give as well. Have you heard that from other guys?
Yes, I have. I've heard from so many people that this can apply to all relationships in life. And I think the thing I hear most commonly from husbands is, thank you so much for offering this information for wives. Because, you know, women, we don't always see what we're doing in our relationship as being negative. But quite often, the things that we say and the things that we do serve as stumbling blocks for our husband rather than an invitation for him to join us in a more intimate relationship. And I am all about making the Word of God practical. If it's not practical, it's not going to be helpful. They're just going to be, you know, platitudes, principles, commands that are great, but if you can't make them practical for wives to walk out, they're not going to be much help. And so that's what I strive to do on the website, in my book, when I teach seminars. I love to go into churches and kickstart a small group program for wives with a Beautiful Womanhood seminar. And I talk on three of the most powerful subjects that really get women excited about what they could learn in a small group and how that information could impact their marriage for the positive.
Right. Right, and that's what this is all about, helping them to be happy, to be satisfied, and to realize their, you know, the purpose that they have in being able to share that. And I think it really is a responsibility element to this, too, that, you know, those who have been helped, like yourself, have a responsibility to be those, be there to help those who are in need as well, open themselves up that way as well.
Yeah.
Again, we've been speaking to Sandy Rowley. She is the author of the book, The Beautiful Wife, but also the founder and director of Beautiful Womanhood. Her website is beautifulwomanhood.com. Again, a great resource for us to share today. And I think, Sandy, you hear this all the time, I know, but we appreciate the work that you're doing because it is something that is necessary. People need a safe place where they can get away from the negative chatter and stop hearing what they can't do. And start believing in what they can do. And again, what I love about your work, Sandy, is that it's built because of your faith, and it's based on that faith to be able to help individuals moving forward. So thank you so much for coming on. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Cyrus. I really appreciate what you're doing and just highlighting these different ministries and books. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you so much, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Sounds good.
All right. Again, that website, again, is beautifulwomanhood.com, is where you can go to find out more information about Sandy. A lot of great resources there. Also, if you look her up on YouTube, you'll be able to see those videos that I was talking about. There's a video section actually on her website as well. But I think it's so many practical tips that are there to help individuals. And again, that's what all of us have the responsibility to do. We've been blessed to be, you know, helped through information to be able to share that on. And that's what we like to do here as well. As I hear things, I love to share it with all of you because I know there's somebody out there that's going to be helped by it. It all starts with the power of one. Sandy saw the need. She was able to fulfill the need thanks to her own experiences and her faith, and that faith is now being rewarded. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have author Peter Andrew Sacco will be joining us live to talk about his own journey and the work that he's doing. You're listening to Conversations Live on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through Blog Talk Radio.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes, there can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. I never.